Good morning. I call the Conference Committee on House File 100 to order. We will be adopting Article 2 and Article 9 today. They are the last two remaining articles, the tax article and the appropriations article. Chair Stevenson, you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move adoption of Article 2 as modified by the summary document. This is the tax article.
Representative Stevenson moves adoption of Article 2. Any discussion? Seeing none. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Was wondering if you could talk about maybe some of the key changes in the tax section, especially how the split between the general fund and the local government cannabis aid, and your thoughts behind some of the changes versus the Senate version.
Sure, absolutely. Members and for members of the public, we landed on a 10% tax total for the cannabis bill, which was the Senate position going in. The House position had a lower tax rate. We also, in the Senate position, had 25% of that going to local governments. It is now at 20%, which was the previous agreement I had made with the cities and counties and the discussion we had going in. So that is where we landed on that. Other questions, discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, I move adoption of the A39 amendment. This amendment relates to tribal tax agreements.
Representative Stevenson moves the A39. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, I move the A50 amendment, which is technical changes to the tax article.
Members, any discussion on the A50 amendment? This is technical changes to the tax article. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, I move the A48 amendment. This is Article 9 in its entirety. This is the appropriations article. There is a spreadsheet in front of members summarizing the appropriations. Members can see that there is a net cost to the general fund of $79,925,000 in the biennium. And a net savings to the general fund of $24,413,000 in the tails.
Members, we are not going to do a line-by-line walkthrough, but if members have questions, now would be the time. Questions, discussion, Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to highlight that I appreciate a change that was made in terms of appropriating money to the Office of traffic safety, and it looks like, there'll be $10 million going towards them in the first year and then $5 million in all the years afterwards to help fund drug recognition training for peace officers. I think that's going to be really critical, and I also appreciate the addition of language in here to ask the Commissioner of Public Safety to think about the geographic impacts of it, especially talking with law enforcement in greater Minnesota. I know they're concerned around just having the resources to have their officers trained to be able to recognize impairment on cannabis. And I think this will be an ongoing issue that we'll have with legalizing recreational cannabis. And I appreciate some of the changes that were made in the bill.
Other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Members, other amendments? Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would offer the A49 amendment, and I'm happy to describe.
Senator Rasmussen moves the A49 amendment. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the A49 amendment relates to the local governance cannabis aid that will be going to cities and counties. And this is actually using language that was in the Senate tax bill talking about some public safety aid. And it lists out a bunch of uses that this money could be used for, but it doesn't limit how this money could be used. So it talks about peace officer drug recognition training that would complement some of the money that's coming from the state, inspection-related activities, public safety equipment, impaired driving enforcement, and other law enforcement agency personnel related to cannabis and public safety. There is a requirement that the city or county would have to consult with their chief law enforcement officer in determining how this aid is used. That was a concern I had heard from police chiefs and county sheriffs, that they wanted to make sure that with this money going to local units of government, that they had a seat at the table and could provide input on how this money was spent. Additionally, towards the back of the amendment, it talks about how this money can't be used. It says that any costs associated with alleged peace officer wrongdoing or misconduct, that this aid cannot go towards that, and it also can't be used to fund effectively pension funds for police and fire. And so I think this would be a good marker to have in this bill, especially what I've heard from law enforcement. They want to make sure they have a seat at the table. Again, this amendment doesn't restrict this money from going towards public health uses or infrastructure uses or anything else, but I think would just put this legislator's mark on there that we care about this money going towards public safety efforts. And our local law enforcement, they're going to be the ones on the front lines having to work with this new legalized recreational structure that we're putting in place.
Members, discussion on the A49. Representative Stevenson. Senator Umu-Verbaten.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would encourage folks to vote against this. You know, I serve on the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. We had a lot of discussion about the public safety aid and sort of redefine those eligible uses, I think, to go beyond just law enforcement. We also got rid of that requirement to have to consult with sheriff, as it was in the tax bill. Looks like this is chief law enforcement officer here. I think that's really problematic. Again, this bill has always been about ensuring that the folks who've been most harmed by prohibition due to enforcement are able to benefit. And so I'm concerned about, I understand that, you know, cities would be able to use it beyond this, but to have the uses here lean so heavy on enforcement and law enforcement uses, I think sends the wrong message. I think we should really be encouraging them to look at public health and education and not just go back into the enforcement that has brought us here in the first place. So I encourage members to vote against the amendment.
Members, other discussion? All in favor, say Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, I just think this is a really important amendment. We know, and we've actually heard from some of the agencies that there will be impacts to public safety because of this bill passing. And I think the Senate recognized that there needs to be some local resources to help with some of the externalities, the negative externalities that could result from this bill. And one of those is on public safety. And so again, this is just a marker in the bill that says, ask counties and cities that will be receiving money from this bill to consult with their chief law enforcement officer. Again, they can use it for virtually whatever they want, but I think this is a something that the police chiefs and the sheriffs would appreciate to have a seat at the table as this money goes back into their community. And Madam Chair, I would request a roll call on this.
Roll call requested, roll call granted. Any final discussion? The clerk will take the roll.
Chair Port?
No.
Senator Rasmussen?
Aye.
Senator Pa? Senator Umu-Verbaten?
No.
Senator Murphy?
No.
Chair Stevenson?
No.
Rep. Kozlowski?
No.
Representative Hansen?
No.
Representative Hollins?
No.
Representative West?
Aye.
With one yes from the Senate and three no's, and one yes from the House and four no's, the motion does not prevail. Members, any other amendments? Representative West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the A-138 amendment, which you may remember from yesterday.
This is the amendment that allows hemp businesses to have their products displayed in locked cases and not just behind the counter, as they do right now. This will lift a burden on them. But one thing in addition I want to mention is the many hemp amendments I brought yesterday are very big concerns in the industry that if we were not to finish our business, I think this bill will pass into law, but if we aren't finishing the entire legislative business and find ourselves in a special session, that would be a great time to address this because a lot of existing businesses need some clarity on their existing business practices. But in the meantime, I hope the committee will adopt this very reasonable amendment.
Representative West moves the A38, and members, I would... A138. You're right. It is a 138. And members, I would encourage a yes vote on this. We appreciate the conversations that you've brought to this. Representative West and Representative Stevenson and I both think this is a great change.
Madam Chair.
Representative Stevenson.
I don't know. I'm having second thoughts because Representative West said special session. He used those words. Are we sure that this is a good amendment?
It's clearly losing support by the moment.
Better vote. Better vote.
Members, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Representative West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd also move the A139 amendment, which is the same change in another article. And I would say both Senator Port and Chair Stevenson are incredibly wise and beautiful people.
Thank you. Representative West moves the A139. Members, any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Stevenson.
I like this one better.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Members, any additional amendments? Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, I move that nonpartisan staff be authorized to make any technical corrections necessary to reflect the will of the committee.
Members, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Any additional amendments? Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no additional amendments today, but just wanted to ask if you and Representative Stevenson could talk about the process going forward from here. Do you anticipate another conference committee? What's the plan from this meeting?
Thank you, Senator Rasmussen. Members and to members of the public who are watching, this will be our last conference committee meeting. We have adopted all of the articles contained within the bill, and now it is our nonpartisan staff's pleasure, pain. I don't know where we're at this time of session. They will be compiling the bill into the conference committee report, which they have been working very hard on. We should expect that conference committee report, members, in your email inbox today, tonight, tomorrow. Please keep an eye out for it. It will be, as conference committee reports have been this year, signed electronically. So we will all be able to do that once it is completed, and then it will be posted at that point. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if there's any non-technical changes that are made to the bill that are different from what we have adopted here in this conference committee, will we have another conference committee to discuss those changes?
Thank you, Senator Rasmussen. I'm not expecting any additional changes. Staff has essentially, and leadership has said this bill is locked. There's not time for more changes based on how many hours it's going to take for staff to process this bill. Representative Stevenson, any closing remarks?
Oh, thank you, Senator Port. And maybe that's what my closing comment should be. Thank you. It's been such a wonderful thing to work with you on this bill. I cannot imagine having worked on with anybody else. And it has been an incredible journey, is maybe the euphemism that I want to use, to get this bill to this place. We're over 30 committee hearings between the two of us, and that's not including the three conference committee meetings that we've had. The work that has been done by you, by the Senate conferees, by the House conferees, by many members who are not in this room, by many members who have retired from the legislature, by people who never served in the legislature, by people who have never been to the Capitol to get this bill to this place is enormous, and I am grateful for it. Minnesota will be better because of it. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you, Representative Stevenson, and I will echo your remarks. This has been a huge team effort through the legislature and through the state of Minnesota. Thank you for all of your work on this for many, many years to get us to this point. Hopefully, we will have a final conference committee report for you within the next day or two, and then Representative Stevenson and I remain absolutely committed to getting this bill passed this year. With no further business in front of the conference committee, we are adjourned.